speak out one ha'ara before we learn the last part of the daf and really get very, very close to the end of the Masechta, and that is the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka. And the Rambam is in Hilchis Tumas Saras, it's Perek Beis, it's Halacha Tes. So it says the Rambam, Sofik Seir Lovim Kodam, Sofik HaBeheres Kodam. Let's say this exact case. Person has a Beheres, he has Seir Lovim, but there was a Sofik, which one came first? If the Beheres came first, he's Tameh. If the Seir Lovim came first, he's Tar. Sofik, says the Rambam, Hareza Tameh. He's Tameh V'yiruli Shetumasei V'Sofik, says the Rambam. I think that when I'm saying Tameh, it's not Tameh B'Teres Vadai, meaning when there's a Sofik, it's Taka a Sofik, or B'mi Sofik, you're going to be Tameh. Because the Mishnah says that's Pashit, that the Makar to the Rambam is, number one, because the Halacha usually is like the Tanakam. Interesting clock. Halacha Ketanakam. And this Shaila of Sofik, if the Beheres came first, or the Seir Lovim came first, Machlokes Tanakam Rabbi Yeshua. Tanakam was the one that said Tameh. It was Rabbi Yeshua that said Keya, which means Tahar. The halach is usually like the Tanakam. V'oitz, says the Kesef Mishnah. Another reason I think that the Rambam paskin this way is because really it's a Stam Mishnah. So where's a Stam Mishnah? So again, we're learning the Gaman Ahalas and the Spirit. Let's just learn one more Mishnah. So this Mishnah that was quoted here in the Gemara is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Negoim. It's Perik Dalid, Halacha Yud Halef, says the Mishnah. V'pnei Sha'amru, im Baheres Kodma L'Seir Lavan, Tameh. V'im Seir Lavan Kodma L'Baheres, Tahar. V'im Sofik Tameh, v'Rabbi Yeshua Kiya. Yeshua Kiya. Which we know means that Rabbi Yeshua held this talk. This is the last Mishnah in Perik Dal Mesechtes Negoim. If you look at the first Mishnah, Perikei Mesechtes Negoim. It's the next Mishnah, but it's the next Perik. Very next Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Aleph. Kol Sofik Negoim Tahar. Every Sofik Negoim is Tahar. The Mishnah in Tyrus. The Mishnah in Nazir. Chutz Mizeh, with the exception of this, Va'oid Acher, and one other one. Ve'ezeh, Mishnah is by Baheres, Kegris, Ve'hezkira, V'chul, V'chul. But the bottom line is, talk to Kesef Mishnah, read the two Mishnahs. The Mishnah brought the Machloikis, Rabbi Shua and the Chachamim, Sofik Tameh or Sofik Kiya, and the very next Mishnah says, Kol Sofik Negoim Tahar, Chutz Mizeh. What's the Chutz Mizeh? Refer to the last Mishnah in the last parak, which was the case of Sofik, which one is Kaidim. So says the Kesef Mishnah, Halacha Ketana Kama, Halacha Kestam Mishnah, which seemed to be Machriya the Shaila, and as a result, L'chura, it's Pashat. That's why the Rambam Paskin, that in the case where you have a Sofik, it's going to be Tameh, it's not a Shaila. Stating that, Kesef Mishnah asks a Bomba Kasha. He asks a Kasha from a Gemara in the Sechtes Bava Metzia, that Pei Vava Manal. The Gemara over there is discussing the Petira of Rabba Bar Nachmeni, the great Amora Rabba, the Vapukta of Rabbi Yosef, the Rebbe of Abai and Rabba. So the great Rabba. So Rabba was a fugitive. He was running away from the Persian government. And the Gemara says that at some point they caught him. He was captured. I sealed the Kameh. And they brought him in front of the king. Aile led Druna, and they locked him up in a chamber, and he's on death row. He's waiting to be executed. Utarke lebava ba'anpe. They locked him good. Bayurachme, Rabba Davin, Parak Oshisa, the tefillos of Rabba, you can imagine what they were piled. The wall came down. Arak v'azal yagma, and he was able to escape. And he was sitting in an agma. He was sitting in a swamp. Havi Yosef agirde didikulo. And he was sitting on the stump of a palm tree. Because God is. And he was doing what Rabba did. He was learning Torah. As he was learning, at the time that Rabba Bar Nachmeni is learning, there was a machlokes going on in the Himalayan. What was the machlokes? In Baheres Koidemes L'Seir Lavan Tov. Vim Seir Lavan Koidem L'Baheres Tov. Sofik. What if you have a Sofik? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer Tov. The Eibishtu was saying the Alach is Tov. V'kulu Mesifte Derekia Amri. And all the Mesifte Derekia was saying Tov. The Amri. And there was a machlokes. They couldn't be Machri the Shail. The Eibishtu held Sofik Tov. The ganze Mesifte Derekia, all the London and Shemayim, everybody was of the opinion of Tameh. And they said, someone has to be Machriya the Shaila. So they said, Man Noichach, who could decide? And all of a sudden, in Shemayim, they decided, Noichach Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Let Rabba Bar Nachmeni decide. Why Rabba Bar Nachmeni? The Omer Rabba Bar Nachmeni, because Rabba Bar Nachmeni himself had said, Ani Yochid bin Negoim, Ani Yochid Baholos. I mean, yo, there's no one like me in Negoim and Aholos. So he is the one that has the credentials to be able to be Machriya, this Shverish Shaila, this Machloikas, Kodesh Baruch, and Kulam Asif to Derekia. Says the Gemara Shadru Shlich of Asrei, said, they sent a Shliach to get Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Now, who was the shliach that was going to be Rabbi Nachmani? It was the Malach HaMavas. They have a Motzi, Malach HaMavas, the Mikra of Lev. Right? What does it mean Rabbi Nachmani is going to come be Machir the Shayu? Right? It's obvious. Middle, they have a Kapasa Pumi Gersa. And the reason he couldn't get it was because he didn't stop like Dovin and Malach, like Rav Chizda. Right? He didn't stop learning. Ad HaHachi, Nosh of Zika. At that time that the Malach HaMavos was trying to get Rabbi Ben Achmeni, all of a sudden a wind blew, the Avish Beni Kani, and all of a sudden there was a lot of noise. Sofer Gunda the Parshihu. Rabbi heard the noise, he interpreted as if the Oyvim was coming to get him, because he was on the run. Omar, he said, Teinach Nafshe, Dahu de Gavra, V'lo Yimasa B'yadu de Malchusa. Rabbi was mispalel. He said, I want, like Shalom Melech, right, who was Ma'abed Atzmei L'das, but he said, I don't want to be taken by the Malchus. Says the Gemara, Ki Abakon, Naicha Nafshe Omar. Meaning, and as he said that, the Malach Mavis had his opportunity, he had his moment to be able to take him. As Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was, his soul was leaving the world, Omar, he said, Tahar, Tahar. Meaning, he was in tune to this machlokes that was going on in Shemayim. And he said, there's a shayla, what the halacha is? Sofik tamei, sofik tar. He said, tar, tar, yotza basko ba'omra, ashrecha rabbe bar nachmeni, shegufcha tahar, the yotza sa nishmascha b'tar, that you as zoicha, that your neshama left b'tar. And the Gemara continues with the story of how the Ulam found out that rabbe nachmeni had passed away. There was a thing came down from Shemayim, a bayi rabbe, the ganze mice. But the bottom line is, faith the kesef mishnah. I understand that in the world of Klali Apsak, I have a Machlokes Tanakam, Rabbi Yeshua, Balocha Ketanakam. And I understand there's a Stam Mishnah, Perakei Mishnah Aleph, and Mesechtes Nego. And based on that, the Rambam felt, his hergish was, that as it relates to this grace of Shiloh, we're going to pass Kintame. Or B'chaba Gemara and Baba Metziah, where the Gemara says it was Machlokes in the Rabbeinu Shloilam and the Masifta Derekia. The Eivish to Paskin Tahar. But not just that, Rabbi Nachmeni, the Amor already Paskin Tor. So you seem to have a hachra from an Amor, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, who said Tahar, and Ani Yochid bin Gaon. So you see that it was Oiskald, and in Shemayim they Paskin, that Rabbi Nachmeni should be the one to be Machriya. So we already know that the hachra was supposed to happen through Rabbi Nachmeni. And this is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni talking. So if this is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni talking, how's it Shayach? How's it Shayach that the Rama with Paskin Tomei can neged the Sugya? Now the emphasis is like this. From the fact that in Shemayim they paskin tar, that the Eivish don't want to tar, that's not a kashal terz like the Shemayim. But Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Baal Mahadein said tar. He paskin tar. So if he paskin tar, how's it shaykh that the Rabbi paskin tar? That's the Kesef Mishnah's kashal. And to answer this kashal, the Kesef Mishnah says, a chiddush neira. You have to hear his lashon. His lashon is, the Afal Gafdom Minaman Neuchich Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, the Iwa Matar, the Yotzis on the Shmosli B'tahayra. That's the Ravcha the Milsa. I think the Kesef Mishnah is saying that. Of Yesh Loimar, the Kivon the Bishas Yitzias Neshama Huda Amahachi. Being that when Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said this, it was Bishas Yitzias Neshama. Have the Bichlal Loi Bashamayim. It's included in Torah Loi Bashamayim. The Einoi Kedai Lahoitzi Miklal Shavi Yadenu. And it's not a good enough reason for us to be Moitzi from the cloud. Da Locha Ketana Kama. Va'oitcha betchilas perachamishu dinagom sasam lantana hachi. So says the Kesef Mishnah that being that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said this b'shas yitzias neshama, it was a bechin of Torah Loi B'Shamayimi, and as a result, even though Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said it, we can't be machriya from it. This is Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. If Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said it, it must be true. I hear, but it's Torah Loi B'Shamayimi, and we have to work with the klalim we have. And our klal is halacha k'tana kama. Our klal is that the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak of Pesach Tzegal was machriya d'shaylo, and as a result, it's true. I hear, no one's denying the story. Avad chalila, you can't. This is Torah, but at the same time, Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. When it comes to halacha, you have to rechenzich with klali apzak. You can't rechenzich with this. But this is a chiddush neira, seemingly, that the Kesef Mishnah is saying, and that is that tzaddik that says something, b'shas yitzias neshama, at that point the neshama kilu is already in the himlin, and therefore that Torah that he says is taka Torah b'shamayim, and ayoyis Torah is lo b'shamayim, you can't paskin, you can't be machriya based on this. I once thought that in the beginning of Parshas Vayelech, Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber es hadvarim ha'ela, I'll call Yisrael. Vayimra aleya and ben meyav esem shana anoichi ayoyim loy uchal oy lotzeis v'lovay v'Hashem omar elai loy saver es hayarden hazeh. Rashi says vayimra aleya ben meyav esem shana anoichi hayoyim. What does it mean hayoyim? Hayoyim molu yom ayushnoisai biyoyim zeh noyladeti biyoyim zeh omas. This was the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's p'tira. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Today is the day of my p'tira loy uchal oy lotzeis v'lovay. So Rashi has two pshatim of what that means. Dover achar. Lotzis for love of the Divrei Torah. Melambeit shen istatmu mimenu mesoros mayonas achachma. That Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of his petira somehow was limited in his ability to be able to learn Torah, which is a plea. Because you would think, fakert, that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is about to go back up to Shroshoi. What does it mean that on some level, loy ucha loy lotzeis v'lovay? So I once thought the Shteltzu, this Kasef Mishnah, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is mamish Moshe emes v'soy rosa emes. Every word that came out of Moshe Rabbeinu, shchinim edaberes patech groinoi, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, right, even the Rabbanans of Moshe, Avedin v'day rises, you can't be chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu. All the rave we've spoken about over the years. But today, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is a b'chin of Torah b'ashamayim, because the tzaddik, b'shnas yitzias neshama, his Torah doesn't have the ability to impart anymore. So loyucha loy lotzis for love, but the very Torah, I'm loyucha loy lotzis for love. I don't have that koyach that I used to have. Azoy Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is dictating mamish everything.
And the emphasis, if you look at Rashi's lashon is melamich and istatnu mimenu mesoyrois. What does Rashi mean? Mesoyros. Maybe Mesoyros means Abba Moshe Rabbeinu was able to shtel Torah. Fakir, even more so, of a Mesoyros. Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Torah is the Mesoyros, that's something that he didn't have right now. The Mesoyros of Moshe is that whatever Moshe says is halacha l'maisa. It's Torah's Moshe. That's something he didn't have because now Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah became a bechina of Torah Leib
HaShemayim. But either way, this is the Kesef Mishnah's Chiddush. This Chassam Sofer. In Erechaim Simin Reish Ches, it's tshuva that he wrote to Rav Tzvi Arshchayes, which is literally Hafachba Vafachba de Kulava. So it was written as a commentary to a sefer that Rav Tzvi Arshchayes had sent to Chassam Sofer, his sefer called Teres HaNeviim. And Teres HaNeviim, the Maratzchias talks a lot about this inyan of Teru Levi Shemaim, Yikyudu. We've spoken about this in related raid bites many, many times. One of the ha'oras that the Maratzchias asked the Chassam Sofer, and he really didn't understand, was this Kesef Mishnah. His lashon is, v'hinei midirei Kesef Mishnah, elu yotzo din chadosh. Comes out a very, very big chiddush. The chol sha'amru tamad chacham samach l'siluka min ha'olam, hu bechlal lo'i b'shamayimi, v'hu dover chadosh, u t'miya, b'li tam v'svar. This is what Rav Tzvi Arshchayes told the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to Rav Tzvi Arshchayes, that I think the Mechilas Kvoy Teiroschi and not learning Pshah in the Kesef Mishnah Richtig. Rav Tzvi Arshchayes learned the Kesef Mishnah the way we learned the Kesef Mishnah, with a Tzushtal maybe to Leuchalad, Lotzeis Velava. Zok Tech Samsev, it's not what he meant. That's not what the Kesef Mishnah meant. You know what the Kesef Mishnah meant? Kesef Mishnah meant to say like this. I have a kash. The Rambam Paskind, Sofik Baheres Koidim, Sofik Seir Lovin Koidim, that Loch is going to be told me, based on Kol Yapsak, Aitim Furisha Gemara, Bava Mitzia, Pei Vava Meralev. Where the Gemara says that what's Talacha? Tomei. So if Talacha is Tomei, who said it? Rabbi Nachmein. But when did Rabbi Bar Nachmein say it? He said it Samuch L'Ptirasa. He said it right before he was about to pass away. He said it when he was a fugitive. There was nobody around him. In fact, the next Gemara that we mentioned briefly discusses how they even found the body of Rabbi Bar Nachmeini. Something had to come from Shemayim. So says the Chassam Sofer, I want to ask you a question. How do you know the story happened? Maybe it didn't happen. How do you know it happened? The Teretz, we have a Messiah. It came from the Chachmi HaTalmud. It came from the Balei Ruach HaKodesh. His Lashon is. Maybe it was Niskal to somebody in a dream. Oh yeah, Filu al Yidei Aliyo. Chassam Sofer and the Chaloyim is. Afilu al Yidei Aliyo. Shesipa l'echa mehem. Oy laharbe mehem. But al Koponim. Anachnu lo shemanu mipi rabo. She'om ha'tor al baheres. Rak shenam el Ruach HaKodesh. V'cholim tzoydeik ayaliyo. V'haynu lo b'shamayim. It does goof as toyer lo b'shamayim. So the Chassam Sofer said, Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah is not that the day of a person's Petira, at that moment, anything that he's going to say is Torah Leib HaShemayim. He's saying, this ganze Gemara is Torah Leib HaShemayim. How do you know what happened? The Teretz is Min HaShemayim. You know from Ruach HaKodesh. You know from a dream. You know from Gilel Eliyahu. These things goofa are Torah Leib HaShemayim. The Kesef Mishnah never said such a Yesai. It sounds like he's saying such a Yesai. But Kemal Lichkezok Azai Yesai Zok the Chassam Sofer. Machloik is the Chassam Sofer and the Maratzchias had to understand this Kesef Mishnah. Is the Kesef Mishnah saying to Yisoy that there's an Inyan that Hayoyim Molu Yomai V'Shnoisai and as a result, like Ucha Loi Lotzeis V'Lover? Fakir, the Torah could be even more. But at the same time, on some level, as it relates to Torah, as it relates to being able to paskin based on these Hachrois and these Psakim, Torah Leib HaShemayimi, or maybe no, says the Chassam Sofer. Avad, if somebody would hear a tzaddik say something, who's lying on his deathbed, b'shas yitzias neshama avada. The problem with it is nobody heard it. We only know it through these types of interventions, that goof is Torah Leib Shamayim, and that's all the Kesef Mishnah.